Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to the Tuesday night MHT call, More Heart Than Talent, an acronym that is actually a branded registered trademark that I am proud to be the owner of, and I'd like to welcome every one of you to tonight's call. It is going to be a fabulous call. I have some great content to share for you. This evening I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Each and every Tuesday for 18-plus years, I've suited up and showed up on this call. All of my calls are recorded and archived and available for download and or playback the following day of the call. So each and every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, this call is available for you to download or listen on playback, pass over to your team, or do whatever you want with it, absolutely free of charge. I've been hosting this call, as I said, for 18 years. I have recordings going back to 2010 of some of the exceptional interviews of people like Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, Mark Victor Hansen, John Assaraf, and a whole host of inspirational, motivational, transformational, neuroscientist, direct sales superstars who you can absolutely receive great content from. I have a series of guests coming up in the future, people like Mark Victor Hansen, Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, and some of the all-time top internet network marketing, transformational, and informational speakers. So coming up in March, I'll have Alexis Romano for the first time in 2015, and I'm going to cover a few of the events where I will be speaking in the next few weeks. On February 28th, the last day of the month of 2015, I'll be in Long Island, New York. That's Saturday, February 28th. Joy Schoenholtz and Kelly Bartoletti are hosting that event for me. March 7th, my first ever speaking engagement in one of my favorite cities in the United States, as I am a diehard St. Louis Cardinal fan. I bleed Cardinal red. I'll be in St. Louis for the first time ever, Saturday, March 7th. March 14th, Norwalk, Connecticut. March 28th, Weehawken, New Jersey. I also will be on March 21st, Denver, Colorado. I just added that to the roster. That is Saturday, March 21st, Denver, Colorado, that will be with Crystal Lowry as one of my featured speakers at that event. That will be an absolutely standing room only event. April 4th, I will be in Los Angeles, California, actually Marina Del Rey, in a repeat performance of this past weekend with a whole host of speakers. April 11th, I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio for the first time in 8 years. And on April 28th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. April 25th, Houston. May 2nd, Long Island. May 9th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May 30th, South Portland, Maine. My first ever trip to the state of Maine. So those are a few of the events going through the spring of 2015. If you're on tonight's call and you are seeking personal coaching and one-on-one mentoring, I have been coaching for 18-plus years. I routinely have at least somewhere around a 12 to a 14-week waiting list. I do get to all of my clients. Unfortunately, I have a very high demand for my services, and many of my clients rehire me over and over. So if you're seeking personal attention, one-on-one mentoring, you have an addiction you want to address, you want to improve your ability to brand yourself in free enterprise, you want to become more effective at writing sales copy, post blogs, or you want to write your first book, those are some of my niches. I'm also very skilled at neuroscience, cause and effect, understanding why you do what you do, mind-body connections, and how to effectively run a small enterprise from the comfort of your bedroom and turn it into a six or a seven-figure thriving, flourishing enterprise. You may call me directly at 209-932-0227, 209-932-0227. And now it is officially CRUSH crush time. I have some exceptional content tonight. that you definitely want to pay attention to. So if you are attentive and want to improve your ability, your auditory skills, and you want to take your listening to the next level so you can hear what is meant, not what it said, put your notes down, don't be writing, do your best to listen. You have an exceptional memory and it's time that you give yourself permission to access it. We are so conditioned to live in a left-right world, left brain first, right brain last, that it inhibits our ability to be creative and innovative. And if you have spent a lot of your life struggling or surviving, now is the night to flourish, because the skills I'm going to assist you with will assist you in any area of life, and that is how to be and stay present. The power of now, how to be emotionally available right now. You're here right now. Being able to be, I am me, I am free. But if you have been a victim of your past and you continue to hold on to being a victim based on events that no longer serve you or continue to serve you because you're emotionally addicted to those feelings based on those events, it's challenging to be present. Being able to be present means right now. It means there are 86,400 seconds in each day. And the most valuable commodity that you possess is time. But if time is not an asset, then your time is a liability. And that's what many people do. They spend a great deal of their time, W-O-R-R-Y-I-N-G, worrying, feeling guilty, or shame, or resentful, or any one of the emotions that take you out of being present. And if two of your most consistent words in your vocabulary are, I don't know, I'm not sure, then you'll continue to do that which is familiar. When you begin to let go, that space and time spoken is I am. I am lovable, I am connectable, I am available, I am in the process, I am letting go. Letting go is that exactly what it is, letting go. It's not a physical exercise. It's an emotional state that allows you to separate yourself from the events that have created an identity that keeps you overwhelmed, emotionally unavailable, feeling rejected and abandoned. What many people do to avoid changing is that avoid. Avoid means procrastination. Procrastination comes from the Latin term procrastinare, or i.e. to avoid. And if you are an addicted avoider, then you are avoiding success and then using failure as your model not to let go. Many people fear failure, yet they're failing by fearing the outcome of failure that never happens because they get so overwhelmed in their anxiety about the outcome that does not happen. It creates an emotional intoxication based on past events that keep you emotionally unevolved. When you become emotional in the state that you're relaxed, in an emotional state that you are present, then there's no significance on the past or no anxiety about the future. Now, understand goal setting is important. Clearly define short-term goals. It's important to have a vision board. It's also equally important to be able to have your eye on the prize and all the other cliches based on being able to accomplish outcomes. But it's equally as important that you learn how to do this, how to be present. If you're an emotional roller coaster, high highs and low lows, there's a high probability that you have been violated and or rejected by a set of relatives, parents, people in your circle of influence, perpetrators, violators, who are either aggressive and or passive aggressive. That creates a very, very low self-esteem, unconscious feelings about unworthiness, shame, not good enough, and most importantly, in your communication style, you will validate, justify, and explain. If you are ready to let go, the only important time that matters right now is now. If you start to live in the now, then what has happened to you yesterday does not carry the same significance. But if you use terms like, yeah, but, you don't understand, my situation is, then that means that you're going to explain your situation. If you have to continually explain, validate, and justify, it means you are unequivocally stuck in your past, being a victim of a perpetrator that keeps you feeling the same situation, then you'll attract similar people, similar situations to fulfill your feelings of disappointment, abandonment, rejection, low self-esteem, overwhelmed feelings, anger, hate, and resentment. That means you run the emotional gamut. If you live in doubt, the space between fear and faith, then it inhibits you from ever being successful because you keep one foot on the dock and one foot on the boat, getting ready to get ready. What does it mean to be present? It means exactly what it means. I am here now. It means that you're not in the past and you're not in the future. It means you're right here. It means you don't, yeah, but you're not concerned with an outcome. You can see a situation for what it is. You have a vision of 240 to 360 degrees where you can operate off sense, touch, and feel. You're out of your egoic, left-brained, analytical mind where you have to know the outcome. Now, I understand being able to predict the outcome is a great strategy. And if you knew unequivocally you wouldn't fail, then you wouldn't spend a lot of time worrying about failing. And I promise you right now, you won't fail if you engage. If you own a small business from the comfort of your home, welcome aboard. You are officially in free enterprise. You have the opportunity and the ability to create what the free market will bear. But to be able to do that, you have to master a set of skills, specifically your emotional skills, habits, and a mindset conducive to the outcome that you seek. If you've been a career under-earner, underachiever, you consistently get overwhelmed and find yourself in an emotionally intoxicated state that leads to stuffed feelings, then you will spend a great deal of your time in remorse and regret. If you're in regret, you can't possibly be present. As you begin to let go and forgive, now you can be state, you can be present. If you have a career that does not serve you, if you continue to tell yourself how one day mythically, magically, the success fairy is going to ride into the rescue, Sir Galahad, Queen Guinevere, whatever story you tell yourself in the future tense of how it's going to be one day, and you live in that intoxicated romance about how it's going to one day happen, it's not going to happen. Happening is going to be about you letting go of what does not serve you and being present. Focus on results. Focus on solutions. When you're in the solution, you're not in the problem. I've had the unequivocal privilege of coaching a few women and men who have had problems that were bigger than their results. They got so overwhelmed in problems, but one day the pain became great enough, and they started to focus on the solution. The solution, it means this, outproduce your problems. But if your problem is bigger than your dream, bigger than your goals, bigger than your aspirations, bigger than your purpose, you don't know your purpose, don't know why you're here, have low self-esteem, then you'll continue to create ways to be and stay overwhelmed. Detaching from events. When you learn to detach from the event and not give the same significance over and over to an event that attracts the same kind of situation over and over, you're officially letting go. When you are able to let go, you are present. The more present you are, the less time you'll spend figuring it out. Success requires a set of reflexes conducive to the outcome you seek. The reflexes you require to learn are emotional. If you have a gap and a delay in your communication style, you use ums, ahs, uh-huhs, okays, and you consistently check out, you are not present. If you wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, an actress, an actor, then you would have to have the reflexes conducive to those kinds of vocations. If you wanted to be a rock star, a guitar player, a piano player, then you have to be able to close your eyes and make love to your instrument. When you can do that, when you become one with, then you are innate, then there's no separation between you and your music, you and your writing, you and your words, you and the result. But if you are stuck in being perfect, if you are stuck in saying the right thing, if you are more consumed with being right than you are being prosperous, if you are consumed with having to be perfect in your writing and speaking style, now you have an excuse to be emotionally unavailable. Now you can be detached from the outcome instead of detaching from the events. But when you detach from the future outcome, now you have your excuse, now you have your reason, your justification, your validation to continue to educate yourself. And that's what a lot of people do. They take education and free enterprise to the extreme. It means they go to events, seminars, rallies, conventions. They get trained by the trainer of trainers. They continue to go to trainings. Trainings are important, but if you don't apply what you learn, then it's shelf help, meaning that you spend a great deal of your time over-educating yourself rather than learning the repetition and experience that success requires. If you're going to face a pitcher that's 60 feet 6 inches away, that would be baseball. In fast pitch softball, it's 45 feet away. If you're going to face someone that is very skilled, there's a high probability that the trajectory of that ball, a very small instrument, once it leaves a pitcher's hand that you cannot see, you would have to have hand-eye coordination, trust skills, repetition, experience, batting practice time to be able to hit that which you cannot see. The same situation applies if you want to prospect. You have to be able to sense what's going on. You have to be emotionally aware. You have to be able to gauge through the tone, the words, the energy, what's about to happen while you're being present. One of the biggest challenges that people have when it comes to prospecting is they think it has to be scripted. They want to write all the questions down. They want to have everything dialed in. They want to have on their whiteboards and their walls. They want to have in lipstick, everything that could possibly happen before it happens. Most people take to extreme the simplicity of success, overcomplicate the situation, stay logically and analytically in their brain, and never get off the freaking launching pad. Unfortunately, that's a large percent of society. Now, if you're on tonight's call and you're in the process of recovery and you're a recovering analyzer, a recovering left brain processor, you're a recovering codependent, a recovering enabler, and you seek to be highly productive, create results, come from value and service and free enterprise, then you must be this word, aware. Awareness leads to consciousness. If you want to raise your level of consciousness, which I covered last week on how to do that, you let go of events, people, and situations. If you say, yeah, but that is hard, yeah, but they are my family, yeah, but I can't leave this area of the world, no, you don't understand, I have to stay in the cold for the rest of my life and freeze my ass off because this is what's familiar, then you've consistently talk yourself right into that which does not serve you. When you let go of your excuses, your validations, your justifications, your addictions, now you can be present. And the 12-step programs that teach the 90-day game plan, it's one day at a time. When you can live simply, non-complicated, organized, in a systematic, methodical space, then you can succeed. But if you're overwhelmed, complicated, unorganized, you'll never master the moving components of money. Success has many moving parts, and you have to be able to adapt and adjust to the task at hand, the situation at hand. When someone gets off of your pretty little script that you think you have to be scripted, then you're screwed, dude, because that means that you are robotically and you're not emotional. When you come from your analytical, egoic mind and you encounter someone that gets off your script, then you have challenges adapting, and this is why so many people continue to get ready, because it can't be scripted perfectly. And if you have had a job for most of your life and you have been told what to do, then your left brain is absolutely scrambled when it comes to free enterprise. You have very few skills relying on your creativity and your innovation. Jobs, the educational system, the banking world, it doesn't have that in the script book. It doesn't allow you to be creative and innovative. If you can't be creative and innovative, you cannot make it in free enterprise. This is why so many people have challenges closing sales, because there's a gap and a delay in their communication style. Their neurons that wire and fire don't wire and fire based on creativity and innovation. They wire and fire based on struggle and survival, being told what to do, getting paid what a job will pay you, getting paid what a job is worth, rather than being able to create results in free enterprise. If you want to live the good life, then you have to let go of that which does not serve you. You have to be able to detach from certain events. You have to be able to be present. You have to be able to breathe, take deep breaths, so you can turn on the reset button. Anytime you take a deep breath when you are overwhelmed, it resets your neurological network to the present. The more that you are present, the more that you can adapt and adjust. When one of your parents or significant others or someone in your family starts to throw down on you, starts to criticize you, and you immediately become defensive, it's because you've automatically gone into a past behavior. But when one of your family members starts to criticize you for daring yourself to step out of their control, when someone has been very controlling of you throughout your life, starts to put you in a position you have to validate and justify, explain yourself, and you go into that modality, that's because you're so hardwired to that addicted emotional space that you go right back to which is familiar. You can't be present. But when you're aware enough that someone is putting you in that position and you learn how to neutralize that person by asking them a question rather than answering their question, you've completely changed the dialogue you've had with yourself based on past emotional addictions. Now you're present. That's exactly how you prospect. When someone says to you, well, this sounds really good. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the content, the information. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to go to my doctor. I'm going to run it by my pathologist. I'm going to run it by my colon therapist. And, you know, then I'm going to take it to the dog catcher and the broke dick fireman down the street. I'm going to do a lot of analytical analysis. And then I'm going to get back to you. You'd have to be able to say, when are you going to get back with me? That's a present moment awareness. But if your brain automatically says, oh my God, that I might offend someone, I might reject someone, I might create conflict, I don't like conflict, I can't confront people. You have to have confrontation skills. I go over this daily with my employees. I have 3 employees and I tell them daily, if you can't confront people, you can't work for me. Now I know that sounds contradictory, but you have to confront the situation for what it is. I teach my employees that they have to confront our vendors. Our vendors lie to us. They overpromise and underdeliver. They tell us what they think we want to hear. I mean, it's a daily occurrence in my world to be able to, I have so many moving parts. I can't confront everyone. I have to teach other people confrontation skills. You have to change your perspective of confrontation. Confrontation does not mean anger. Confrontation does not mean rage. Confrontation means you have to adapt and adjust to the situation at hand. But if you are a people pleaser, a giver, and a server, you have so much anxiety about offending someone that you can't attract the people who can confront people. The people who can confront people typically can confront themselves. These are the people who typically move into recovery rather than staying in addiction. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, you will get the same result. If you are so stuck in being a nice guy that you can't confront the situation, you're not competitive, then you're going to have challenges competing in the world of free enterprise. It's not a dog-eat-dog world. It's not a cat-eat-cat world. It's business. And in the world of business and the rules of engagement, you have to be able to engage. That's what it means. You have to be able to spot a situation for what it is. You have to be an opportunist, see what's going on. You have to be able to lead by example. You have to be able to hear what's meant, not said. That requires present moment awareness. You have to understand when you're getting told a story. You have to be able to cut people off and ask them, do you remember the question I asked? I love doing that. I love to ask someone a question, watch them go into a drunkalogue dissertation, go into a diatribe, a story from the past. They start validating, justifying, explaining. They lose complete track of their emotional state. They're telling a story unrelated to the question I asked. I go, John, do you remember the question I asked you? I don't. That's unfortunately what a lot of society does because they are emotionally in their past. Now, when you understand that, you become the exception, not the majority. When you become the minority, the law of the few, then you actually can teach your skills to the few success seekers who you require to have in your enterprise. In the law of large numbers, the law of large numbers breaks down to 20%. 20% of 20 in the 80-20 rule equals 4. 20% of 4 is 0.083. 20% of 1% is 1/20th of 1%, equaling the millionaires in America and Canada today. That's the law of the few. If you want to be in that law of the few, then you have to master your emotional skills. That means how you feel about yourself, how you communicate with yourself, how you talk to yourself. Before you ever ask other people questions, ask yourself questions. If you don't know why you do what you do, if you're not sure why you do what you do, if you can't figure out why you do what you do, if you can't figure out how this business works, if you spend a great deal of your time overanalyzing your analytic analysis, then you're just going to be and stay overwhelmed. When you're going to be present, when you're here right now, and your neurons fire and wire differently than they used to because of the effort you've put into changing, transformation, being the person you deserve to become, when you let go of the control that keeps you out of control, controlling what you have no control of, then you're not emotionally exhausted. When you're here right now, your energetic body doesn't require the same kind of sleep, you can rest. When you're in an alpha-delta state, when you're in a brainwave state that's a lot slower, it's not as frenetic, not as frantic, you won't attract the same kind of people to disappoint you. As you understand your disappointment, the events that shaped your feelings, cause and effect, mind-body connections, you will not get ill as much. You'll have a better understanding immediately if you have a headache what it's about. It's typically about something that's very close to you. When you start to address cause and effect and you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, a better understanding of predictability, why people do what they do, then you won't take it so personal when someone tells you they don't have the money. When someone tells you they don't have the money, your neurons have to wire and fire automatically, and ask a question. You can't do that when you're overwhelmed, concerned you might make a mistake, you might get judged, might not say the right thing. When you consistently check out instead of checking in, and I ask people in my events, based on what I reviewed, how do you feel? When they go, I know they're checked out. That that they use, which is a sound, not a word, is based on a past event that they have to say the right thing, explain themselves, validate, justify, hesitate, levitate, meditate, pontificate, and do the same thing over and over to be and stay emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that keeps them under-earning, underachieving, tiptoeing quietly through life, arriving at the grave safely, living the greatest pain, the pain of regret. But when you develop the reflexes, the skills, the emotions, when you're creative, innovative, you'll find the solution. You'll create. When your cause is bigger than your problems, the facts don't matter. But if you rely on facts, figures, documentation, then you'll continue to get ready to get ready. Seize the day, carpe diem, is done by the law of the few, the people who understand who to be, what to do, in the moment, right here, right now, baby, bring it on. When someone challenges you, say, is that your best shot? Is that the best you can do? Bring it on, chief. When you're not intimidated about the outcome, when you have that swag factor, when you're not so consumed with making mistakes or what other broke dicks think of you, you won't spend so much time worrying about an outcome. When you spend a lot of your time in guilt and shame, worrying about offending people, you're emotionally exhausted. This is why you toss and turn, wake up with your subluxated neck, C1, C2, C7, rib head out of place, low back out of place, because you toss and turn because you can't rest. When you can't turn your brain off, can't shut your mind off, when you use these kind of terms, I can't sleep at night, when you require Ambien, Adderall, Paxil, Zoloft, Zoflex, Xanax, Percocet, Percodan, and the other narcotics and barbiturates because your body is so overwhelmed because you're not emotionally available. It's not your fault, but it is your responsibility to let go. If you've been through a very challenging life, you grew up in a passive-aggressive household, if you grew up in an addicted household where you had to become a man or a woman before your time, I feel for you. But I don't feel bad for you, I feel for you, because feeling bad will never get you to the land of promise. Worrying, being overwhelmed, why do you worry? I don't know, I'm a worrier, I'm a worry ward, I worry. Who would I be if I didn't worry? I hear this all of the time. What would I do if I didn't worry? You'd be liberated, that's what would happen. You'd be present, you'd be in the moment. When you are worried, you're not even remotely available. If you can't listen because you're so consumed with the story hasn't ever happened, when you're so consumed with being perfect, when you're concerned with not making mistakes, you're not even emotionally available. We are emotional beings. We are energetic. But when you're not in your emotional body and you're in your analytical, egoic body, you have a very, very low vibrational energy. When you don't breathe throughout the day, I mean other than the normal breathing, the very short gulps, but when you learn to take deep breaths, when you go down deeply into your abdomen, into your stomach, deeply, deeply down into your body, into your groin, into your energetic being, when you can connect with, when you can connect with yourself, when you are grounded, when I am me, I am free, when you are you, when you are me, when you're genuine, you're authentic, you're real, you're objective, when you come from that space and power, you will begin to attract to your reality more quality, like-minded prosperity seekers that you can partner with and collaborate with to create results and free enterprise. When your attractor factor changes, then people begin to show up differently. It can't be explained, it must be experienced. So when you ask C.G. Siddons, when you ask Tara Romano, when you ask Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, people are in that space in transformation. When their leads begin to change, it's because their energy changes. It means they're a lot more present, available, they're less anxious, don't worry about the situations that haven't happened, and they get consumed with success rather than consumed with failure. When you're consumed with success in a healthy way, you'll be in a relaxed body. When you're over-consumed with success, pressure on you, have to be the best, you can't be your best. When you're so consumed and overwhelmed, how are you going to pull it off? I don't know what, I'm going to pay the bills. The minute you get into that, those kind of broke thoughts, poverty mindset, poverty consciousness, there's no way you're present. You're so concerned with survival that you can't even mouth the word flourish. When you're so concerned with struggle and you carry a flag, the noble struggler's hit parade flag, because struggle is an identity, when you continue to tiptoe quietly through life, overwhelmed, unorganized, in a state of being that's not conducive to any kind of success, you'll attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings. As you begin to let go, as you let go of control, as you silence the noise, as you turn off the emotional chatter, as you turn off your brain, as you start to understand spirituality, as you let go of a lot of the dogma that you've been taught from the past about being guilty and shamed, as you begin to let go of that and you start to become an energetic being, as you start to become spiritual, as you start to live in that space, your energy changes. When you start to fine-tune and refine your reflexes, when you start to let go of being wronged, when you start to let go of being shamed, when you are present, when you are available, then you can live in a very relaxed body. When you have let go of your intensity, when you can be in relaxed intensity, then you can be very effective. When you can actually slow down your overwhelmed state and be here and be now and be present, and you don't say, yeah, but how do you do that? It's not what you do, it's who you're being. Being in a present tense state is a be state. It's now. When you're here now, that's present. When you can shut everything else off, you know you're really good when you can go to a crowded area and the only thing that you see, sense, and feel is yourself being one with. And this isn't airy-fairy, this is spirituality. When you're able to sit on a park bench and cars are going by, horns are sounding, people are walking by, and you can close your eyes, you can hear it all, but you're not attached to any of it. You can hear it all going in the background. When you can bend time, slow time down, when you can be here right now, when you can hear the sounds in the forest, the twig snaps, the animals coming, the birds chirping, you can hear all of that and still be right there right now, then you are one with. That's innate. When you are in that space, when you're sitting on the airplane, kids are crying, people are overwhelmed, people can't get their bags in the bins because of how much clutter, chaos, and drama they bring into the life. The Cheez-Its are spilling out of the box, the kids are crying, all of this other noise is going on, then you can look right across the street, have eye contact with someone, have a conversation in a present moment aware state without saying a single word. That person gets off the plane. You exchange phone numbers. That person joins your team and one day becomes a six-figure income earner. That's because you didn't give attention to what didn't require being attentive. When you were focused on being there right now, When you are this kind of person, then the seats open for you in a plane. When the planes are sold out, you're on standby because your plane is actually delayed, and you step up at the counter and said, I'd like to go on standby. There's six people, and you get the last seat, and it's the middle seat in the exit row aisle, and it's the only seat. You know you're really getting it. You know that you are here right now. When you know you deserve to get that first-class seat and it's the last one, it happens. When you know that you know that you know, then you'll stop doubting what you don't know. When you know that you know that you know, when you come from a no-no state, then you're here right now. If you've read the book The Power of Now and you got it, if you've skimmed the book Power of Now and you didn't get it, that's because you overanalyzed being in the present. Yeah, I tried to read that book. It was so complicated I couldn't get it. Actually, you're so complicated that you couldn't get it. You couldn't let go of your ego so that you could understand how to be present. But if you wrestle with being present, that's because you are so addicted to being in control you couldn't possibly be present. If you continue to say, I don't know how to do that, then you're right. You'll never will because you're more focused on what you don't know than learning what you could know. When you come from that space, then you're present. When you're prospecting and you're hearing what's meant, not said, when you're asking the questions in a sequence, when you're not trying to cram all the questions in, when you're not worried about the pyramid, I hear so many people, they say to me, you know, there's my biggest challenge is what people are going to say about when I present to them. Well, why are you presenting? You should be asking. Why is your mouth open talking? You should be asking. When you're asking, you're present. Then you're asking questions based on their answers, leading a conversation. But when you're trying to squeeze everything in that you should do to be perfect, to pass that test so you can be in debt, so you can pay your 8% interest that the government has allowed you to pay, so you can pay interest on money that doesn't exist, so you can tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at your grave safely, that's the blueprint that the American corporate society and the government has laid out for you. When you let go of that kind of control and you let go of your control, then you can learn free enterprise skills. But when you cry easily, don't know why this happens to you, when you're a victim and you whine and you complain and you're sensitive and you're defensive and you make the same freaking mistakes over and over, you walk into a room and you don't even see what's going on in that room because you're so checked out that you couldn't possibly check in. I've seen some of my employees do that. They're so checked out that they're not aware of what's going on in their world. When you make mistakes in clusters, it's because you're not present, it's because you're addicted to disappointment. When you make mistakes to get noticed, that is not a good situation. When you make mistakes to get attention, that's not a good situation. When you make mistakes to get your ass chewed, that's not a good situation. That's based on a past event where you had parents who emotionally checked out on you, then you had to act out, you ended up in juvenile court, you ended up in the sights of the law. This happened to me in my 20s. I absolutely fell off the cliff. I became so addicted to getting attention, the wrong kind of attention, that I ended up getting arrested, got my parents' attention. I got the wrong kind of attention. When you're attentive, when you're in that space, then you don't require bad attention because bad love is better than no love. If that's the kind of attention you seek, that's based on the past. If you're looking for a soulmate, if you're seeking to attract that person that you can really connect with, you can be spiritual, then it starts with you. Instead of trying to find it out there, it's not found out there, it's right here, right now. When you can begin to love self, when you come from higher self rather than lower self, higher self is consciousness. When you come from love, joy, bliss, peace, then you can hear the notes in the music. Then you can hear the guitar player playing a Gibson. You can hear the notes. When you listen to Marshall Tucker, Can't You See? You can hear Toy Caldwell playing all those notes on that giant Gibson. When you can go watch a video. Watch a great video tonight and watch a great guitar player. See if you can hear it with an inner ear that you've never given yourself permission. If you want to really hear that, then you have to be present. But when you try to hear, then you're gone before you start. When you try to get something, when you're an addicted getter, G-E-T-T-E-R, when you go out and get someone, you've already failed before you started. When you can let go of control, the people that don't have control show up because there is no control. When you understand that control is an illusion, worry is an illusion. When you are worrying, there's no energy in worrying. The energy that you're creating is not the kind of energy that's conducive. There's no life-forced energy in worrying. Worrying is death force because worrying exhausts the adrenal, immune, and lymphatic system. When you come from worry, you'll attract people to fulfill that kind of energy. When there is no worry, there is no control, then you have let go. It's not, and when you are letting go, there is no go to let of. When you're right here, the significance of the past has no significance. When you are right here, right now, the future that most people worry about doesn't happen. And when people challenge you, you don't feel compelled to have to get in the ring with them. When the passive-aggressive perpetrators show up based on past events that you have let go of and they challenge you, you don't have to rise to that challenge. You can virtually let them go. When you can neutralize a situation with peace, love, joy, and you don't have to be and get angry, then you have let go. When you can teach the people in your circle of influence how to converse with you without them knowing it, because you are very adept and very skilled at neutralizing objections, criticism, and you turn it back around on people, you're in the present. That requires a present moment awareness. But if you're so consumed that you're going to make mistakes, you'll make mistakes to fulfill the feelings that you make over and over. When you live in a non-limitless world, when there are no limitations, when you can create what the free market will bear, then you become very creative. Your creativity is imperative. When you can sit down at a computer on the keyboard and compose with your eyes closed, when you can compose without thinking, then you are present. When you can write post after post after post without thinking, then you're present. But when you say, I'm a private person, I'm shy, what are my people going to think of me, who am I to write this, you're in the past. When you come from that space, then you're trying to control not being disappointed. But when you control being disappointed, then you get disappointed because you're addicted to disappointment. When you let go of disappointment, then you'll begin to attract more people who will love you, see you for who you are. You'll actually begin to hear a compliment. One of the biggest contradictions is to have someone recognize you for your brilliance, but since you don't see your brilliance because you're stuck in the past, you get a compliment and you don't hear it, or you justify or validate the compliment, then why is anyone going to compliment you? Because you're too complicated. When you're complicated, you're in the past in an overwhelmed state based on not being good enough. When you have to create complication to unwind how complicated you are, and then you feel good about unwinding your complication, you're exhausted. When you are exhausted, you're based in the past. When you're a noble struggler, when you're a hard-aholic, when you lead the struggler's hit parade, then you are someone who operates in survival. But if you can't mouth the word flourish or thrive because it's so distant from your middle ground, when you're so connected to your past, then you're going to have challenges articulating yourself. Being able to articulate means being able to take a set of words and be able to create sentences, paragraphs, pages, chapters, verses, songs, and books. When you can come from that space, then when you let go of how hard and difficult things are, then you won't struggle. When you're creative and innovative, when you can create on demand, on command, then you can write a hit song, then you can write a blog, then you can write a post, then you can write on command. It means exactly what it is. It means you can articulate into words your feelings, into the spoken word, into the written word. When you're able to do that, then there is no control. When you let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, you're present. When you can breathe, take that deep breath, release, and let go, now you're officially a human being in a state of the present. When you're in that state, your energy changes. Your energetic state will be a direct reflection of how you feel based on the past, present, and future. When you rely on the future to have an identity, then that identity that you've created will attract the same situations over and over to fulfill the feelings. As you begin to let go and change, you evolve, you reinvent yourself, you reincarnate, you become the person you deserve to be, whatever set of terms that you want to state to be here, to be now. When you can use present moment affirmations, I am the leader that people are looking for. To my reality, I attract quality, like-minded prosperity partners that I can collaborate to create six- and seven-figure income results. I am improving the quality of my health. I'm improving the quality of my wealth. Now that I am grown up, I no longer give my parents and relatives permission to violate me. Now that I'm grown up, I can move to anywhere in the United States I want to move without feeling guilty. Now that I'm grown up, I no longer give my control to being out of control of the control I can't control. Now that I'm grown up, I give myself permission to be prosperous. Now that I'm grown up, I'm changing my dialogue with money. My dialogue with money is improving. When you begin to speak present tense, present moment, present awareness, your attractor factor changes. When you can access your power, when you become that powerful being that you deserve to be, when you can pull your gut muscle up under your rib cage, you can hold it right there, that's your diaphragm. When you can speak from that place in your diaphragm, you are accessing your sexual energy. Your sexual energy is not your sexuality. Your sexual energy is your life force. That's your emotional, etheric, white light energy. It's not even white, it's clear. It's that crystal clean, pristine energy. Sometimes in auras, it shows up in violet, purple, yellow, silver, and gold. When you can see that which is not physical, that hazy wave emotional state allows you to attract your reality, the people that you require to be in your life. But when you continue to attract people from past events, then you get the people who violate you, the people who disappoint you, the people who don't show up to the meetings and the events to fulfill your feelings of disappointment. When you invite people without actually scheduling them, you've already set yourself up to be disappointed. When you continue to intoxicate yourself, telling yourself that you're not a salesman or a saleswoman, and you don't want anyone to think you're selling them something because you are ashamed of your profession. When you come from shame, how can you attract someone who is skilled at sales, is skilled at marketing, is a superstar internet marketer, someone who can write sales copy, create leads online, offline? You require those people in your team. If you continue to operate in the same space that you're in, you'll attract people beneath your vibration. When you begin to refine and fine-tune your reflexes, when you get really skilled at asking the questions in a sequence, what do you do for a career? How long have you been a doctor? Where did you go to medical school? Is that a good profession for you? How much income are you accustomed to achieving on an annual basis? That is outstanding. Do you own your own medical practice? Have you ever considered being your own entrepreneurial boss? Have you ever considered that? Are you looking for a way to create additional income? Are you image or health conscious? Are you someone who's consistently seeking a way to improve your health? And see, when you start to ask questions like this in a sequence, you create a flow. But when you go, I'm not really good at this, so I'm really new, and I'm in this business, and we market these products, and the products have a lot of value, and I'm constantly bringing the value to the value, and you really need this product, and you can make a lot of money here. I don't really understand how it happens, but I'm just going to keep talking, and when I've talked you out of the business, then I can be really disappointed, and then I won't get around to this for a week or so, and I'll just read a self-help book and stay in the shelf and listen to Downloads podcast, and I'll coach with 9 different coaches, and I'll keep going to different coaches, and I'll talk to a lot of people in the organization, keep getting their opinions, because mine doesn't really matter. So let's go ahead and get this over with real quick, and you reject me, and I'll not call a lead for the next millennium. Cool, great, have a great afternoon, bye. That's what a lot of people do, is they go into an overwhelmed, intoxicated state. It's chatter, noise, overwhelm, and when you're overwhelmed, you're unorganized. And when you're unorganized, you will never get around to being successful. Because if you're one of these people, I go, everything is, and I live in this mess, I live in this wreck, but you know what? I know where everything is. Really? You do? You live in that space? You can't blaze a trail, but you live in the dust? That is not a good place to be. Isn't it a great feeling to get organized? Isn't it awesome to not be overwhelmed? Isn't it great to see checks show up on Monday morning in your accounts? Isn't that a great feeling? A task well done, pride, dignity. What happened to those qualities? What happened to the good old American pride that we once had? What happened to that? People who saluted the flag and paid their taxes. We are the minority. We are the small business owners of free enterprise. It is your God-given inherent right to live in free enterprise on your terms and your time frame, but the price must be paid. If you're not willing to pay the price of success, then you'll pay the pain of regret, tiptoeing quietly through life, arriving at your grave safely, wondering what you should have done. If you continue to should all over yourself, you're an addicted shoulder, what you should do, and you never really get around to building a business. You never really get around to what's required daily. Success is about what you do daily. But if your daily habits and routine are not conducive to creating the life that you feel you deserve, then you'll just intoxicate yourself getting ready to get ready. You have to let go of your control. You have to let go of your anxiety. You have to let go of your fear about an outcome that has not happened. You have to learn the basic, simple fundamentals, the skills of asking a question, the skills of answering a question, the skills of listening and hearing what is meant, not said, the skills of closing a transaction without feeling guilty about receiving, asking, deserving, and you have to let go of your tendency to overgive. That's what many people do, is they overgive and they over-obligate themselves. If you're an addicted over-obligator, you can't say no, you say yes to everything based on your guilt, then you are a freight train wreck waiting to happen. You can't do that all of your life. You can't continue to overwhelm yourself. It'll break down your immune, adrenal, and lymphatic system eventually. You have to be able to serve yourself occasionally. You have to give yourself permission to come first a once in a while. Service and gratitude are fantastic. Being able to serve, being able to give, being able to assist other people, but you also have to take care of yourself. You are the most important component in the process. I am me, I am free. You want to be free of your past, free of your anxiety about the future. You want to be here now. You want to be present. 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 day in the banquet of life. At midnight, every night, which turns into morning, you are granted a new gift called time. You are given in your bank account of life 86,400 seconds in measured units. We are the only species who keeps track of time. Ducks and geese fly north and south. Bears hibernate. Other animals of migration move to where they can find grass. They move to different elevations because there's a migratory clock that they understand. That's the laws of nature. As you begin to understand the laws of the universe, the laws of cause and effect, the laws of reciprocity, the laws of prosperity, when you begin to live in the flow, the hands-free zone, the zone, then you won't hold on tightly, struggling and surviving, hoping and praying that you can pay your bills. When you focus on survival, you get it. You're able to survive. When that is your identity, when that is your energy, when you just barely get by the skin of your teeth, when you can barely pay the rent, when you're so worried about money, when you come from that space, you'll attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings of rejection, abandonment, overwhelm. For those of you who have not joined a group that Carolyn Olson and I started called Guilt Cleanse, not the Guilt Cleanse, Guilt Cleanse. When you join that group, you will see that many people are in a space that they're being vulnerable, they're being objective, they're being emotionally available, they're being in the present, they're letting go. When they let go of that send button and that goes out into the universe and shows up in the guilt cleanse, it's oftentimes very liberating because we in that group acknowledge you. And if you want that kind of acknowledgement, have the courage to be candid. Have the courage to be clear. Have the courage to be you. There's only one you, and you are unique. When you understand your unique uniqueness, then you'll let go of trying to be what you can't, trying to continue to control the outcome. When you let go of the outcome, now I understand it sounds contradictory, but there's also moments where the outcome is important. But the outcome I'm talking about is the way you try and control the outcome that you can't control. When you focus on the skills, when you focus on breathing, when you focus on simplicity, when you focus on a very relaxed way to be and stay organized, when you focus on your focus, then it's hocus pocus, you're now in focus. When it's Butch and Sundance, laws of abundance, then you'll attract prosperity and reciprocity. When you're here and now, when you are present, that's when you create synchronicity. That's where meaningful coincidences happen. Then they're not really coincidences. They're not happenstance. They're in divine law. They're in the laws of the universe. When you can create on demand, more of your command is about creating now. But when you try and create with struggle and strife, when you use a lot of statements about pyramids and about what people are going to ask you before it happens, when you're concerned with your relatives, how scarce society is, how little money there is, then you'll create the situation to fulfill your feelings based on past events. As you let go of the control of being disappointed, as you let go of your ego, as you let go and you begin to surrender, surrender does not mean you're weak. The type of surrender I'm conveying you to is strength. When you surrender your will, when you surrender your ego, when you surrender being right, when you surrender the people that no longer serve you, when you let go of them, when you let go of worry and the outcome and what's going to happen in the future and how you're going to pay the mortgage, the freight, your bills, when you let go of that kind of energy, then you start to attract a different people and situation to fulfill your feelings of love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment. But when you hold on to the past, you'll attract people from the past or similar to the people from your past that will do this, that will violate you. You'll create anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings based on past events. When you're here, when you're now, when you're in your body, when you're in an inner body experience and you're not in an outer body experience, check out. When you check out on command, when you analyze, think, and process, that's based on past events that you could not please the people in your circle of influence. That means you have to be calculated, analytical, you have to say the right thing, you can't be candid. When you're candid and objective, then you're here. When you're able to look at a situation for what it is, not personalize it, not create an event based on past experience. When you're not concerned with the future, then you're here right now. When you can take it as it is, take it as it comes, when you can adapt and adjust to the situation or the task at hand, then you're right here, you're right now, you're present. When you come from that space, your attractor factor will change. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call has officially been recorded and will be available on Wednesday, February 18th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on calls.goldenmastermind.com. Feel free to go by my website. After months of construction, my website has officially been launched in free enterprise today. There's many free products. There's insight and information on the events I'll be hosting. There's a coaching program where I can certify you to be a certified life coach. I'm going to have a digital $997 product for coaching. And if you're serious about coaching and want to find out more, you can call me at 209-932-0227. I return all phone calls, answer my own phone, and get back to you ASAP. My name is Jeffrey Combs. Have a great evening, everyone.